Hey, everybody. This is Ginger Birkenbeil, the host and founder of the Honest Feel Guy podcast. Thank you so much for coming to my show again and welcome back. This has been an incredible start to the year. There's so much I have in store for the next couple months. I have some really amazing guests coming on. I hope you enjoyed my last episode with Michelle Covey from GS1 US. Really fantastic conversation with her about barcodes and ownership. I know it sounds kind of dry and boring, but it really actually isn't. There's an entire world out there and it's all backed by barcodes. And so the next time you look at a barcode, think to yourself, oh, maybe I'll go listen to the Honest Feel Guy podcast so I can learn more about barcodes. So anyway, I'm really happy to be talking to you today. I'm excited because this is a little bit of an interlude again, which I've been doing a couple of these every few months, just really talking about things that are going on in the world of the Honest Feel Guy podcast. And what's really exciting about this month is I'm actually heading to the 2024 Sundance Film Festival. It's really exciting. It's happening in Utah, of course, in Park City. And I'm actually there because I was recently appointed to the board of Full Spectrum Features, and they are premiering their very first film ever called Desire Lines. And I'm going to be there in attendance representing the board, but of course, hobnobbing with people that are at the festival and that are celebrating the release of this film. This is a really exciting film. Take a look at it, look it up. Desire Lines is premiering at the Sundance Film Festival this year. And I'm there representing, as I said, Full Spectrum Features. But I'm also excited because I'm going to be at the Sundance Film Festival working with Dropbox. I'm going to be there as a Dropbox champion, and I will be celebrating Dropbox. Dropbox actually has quite a few relationships in Hollywood because everybody in the film industry uses Dropbox, apparently. So if you haven't been checking out Dropbox, you really should. And also, I'm there on assignment with WVON, which is the Voice of the Negro. It is the oldest and longest standing radio show in America, owned by a Black woman. Black owned, Black run in Chicago, WVON. And I'm going to be there on assignment to really talk about what's happening at Sundance. And I'm going to be looking at the Black films and the Black filmmakers that are there to sort of understand what are their projects? What kind of interesting things are they working on? What barriers are they facing? I'm really excited about this. And if you stay tuned to WVON, you will be able to hear, hopefully, some of my discussions live from Park City, Utah, talking about what's going on at the Sundance Film Festival with all the amazing Black filmmakers that will be in attendance there. So I'm really looking forward to that. And in tribute to, going to Utah, I'm actually going to read a poem. Enjoy this, a really old book. It's Cowboy Poetry from Utah. It's an anthology, and it was compiled and edited with essays and biographies by Carol A. Edison. And I'm going to read this poem called Just a Poor Cowboy by Frank Lemon. It's a really short, simple story. And the reason I actually love this poem is that the last time I was at the Sundance Film Festival was in 2003. And my husband and I, Grant, and we have a band called Utah Carol, coincidentally, and we had a song in a film called All the Real Girls that also premiered at Sundance in 2003. And it was David Gordon Green's second film, and it won a major award. And our song, Mabel Custer, appears in a section of the film where there's a dirt bike race. And it was just so exciting to be there with my husband, my songwriting partner, and we got to experience everything that there was to experience related to Sundance Film Festival. And then the next year, actually, we had another song in a film called Anna is Being Stalked. And this film was recognized by the late Robin Williams, and it also won an award. And our song is great in there, and you should check it out. Our song was called My Fear. It's from our very first album, Wonder Wheel, and that was the second song that was in the Sundance Film Festival. Now, we didn't go to the festival in 2004, but we did go in 2003. So anyway, I just feel like it's full circle. 20 years later, this is actually the 40th year anniversary of the Sundance Film Festival. So I'm really excited to be not only representing Full Spectrum Features, but I'm also excited to be representing Chicago and WVON on assignment for them. And of course, running around with Dropbox is going to be very exciting as well. I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. So anyway, here's the poem, Just a Poor Cowboy, out by a Western waterhole. one cold November day with a battered line shack, a banged up cowboy lay. His comrades knelt beside him when he was with a drooping head. Soft and silently, here is what that cowboy said. I think I'm going far away to a land that's fair and bright. And if you old stiffs will come out here, we can sleep outdoors all night, where ham hocks hang from the bushes and we never wash our socks and little streams of ice cold beer come trickling down the rocks. That's by Frank Lemon, and that's from the book Cowboy Poetry from Utah, an anthology by Carol A. Edison. And I'm just excited that you're here. Thank you for listening. This is a really short episode. I'm going to be reporting on TikTok, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and definitely on WVON, talking about the Sundance Film Festival. The first time I've actually had official press credentials. So I'm really excited about that. And thank you for listening to the Honest Field Guide podcast interlude. I am Ginger Birkenbuehl, again, your host, and I will be back in February with some amazing guests coming up. And you're just going to be so thrilled when you see these guests. Oh, one last thing. I actually have a newspaper that I just produced for the Burke Creative Reset. And if you go to my website, or if you go to my LinkedIn profile and sign up for my email newsletter, I will send you a free copy of my brand new newspaper, which indicates all the different prompts I put together on ChatGPT and Midjourney and DALL-E. And I represent what answers I got back from the prompts I put in. And it's really, really interesting, some of the top prompts and the top responses. So anyway, thanks for coming in, and we will talk to you in February.